Good morning again, everybody. Baptism Sunday. I love baptisms. I think there's a few markers in the life of a Christian that are just amazing, and it's a lot of them are, but to be part of and to celebrate together as a church, I think this is one of those, and it's exciting to be here for the baptism of these three guys. So exciting times. I'm aware that it's a big family Sunday, and there's a lot of kids here and a lot of teenagers, and I reflect back to the first time I saw baptisms. I remember I was in a little town called Harcourt, which is just outside Castlemaine. And I remember sitting there, and I was probably grade 5, I reckon, somewhere around there. And I remember they got up and they started baptizing people. And I didn't know what was going on. I had no idea. I knew about baptism, but it was pretty foreign to me. And I remember watching it going, okay, I'm trying to figure out what's happening. Either they've done something really, really right, because they get to have a swim. Or they've done something really, really wrong, because sometimes I think the pastor held them down for quite a long time. So I'm sitting there as this kid going, what is this all about? And I'm like floating between right, wrong, cannonball, right, wrong, cannonball into the water, right, wrong. You know, I didn't know what to think as a kid. And I wish that someone had just gone, Adam, let me just explain really quickly what baptism is, so you know what's going on. And that's what I want to do today, really quickly, because I know there's a bunch of kids in the room, and there might be some of you here who go, you know what, I actually don't know what baptism is all about. So I just want to take a couple of minutes to run through what baptism is. Is that all right? Cool. If you said no, I would have done it anyway, because I got a microphone. So first and foremost, baptism is not a punishment. You don't get held down underwater, but well, you do, but not for a long time. But it's. I think to talk about what baptism is, the first thing I just need to say is what baptism is not. And baptism is not salvation. All right? Baptism is not the means by which we are saved. It's not the means by which we become right with God. Right? Justification by faith is real. We become Christians. We become part of God's family. We are welcomed into relationship with our Father in heaven purely based on the work that Jesus has done for us. There is nothing we can do, lest anyone should boast, to earn that spot in God's family. Nothing. It is a free gift. So baptism is not salvation. It is not a pathway to be saved. I need to make that really clear. So what is it? I think there's a few things that we can say about it. First, it is a symbol of rebirth. Because of what Jesus has done, we can share in the resurrection that he experienced. Our old self can be put to death. The selfish, wanting everything our own way, enemies of God's self can be put to death, and we are reborn into God's family. That is the first thing, and this is what it is a symbol of, is being put to death and rising a new creation. Also, it is a public declaration. It is a chance for these three guys, as many have done before them and many will do after them, to stand up in front of the body and say, I choose Jesus. He is my King. He is my Savior. He died on the cross for me. I accept it. I receive it. I believe it. And I am part of God's family, and I want everybody to know. That's also what today is about. It's an act of obedience. We have all been called to repent, which is a turning away from our sin. And as God said to John in the wilderness, John the Baptist, repent and be baptized. That is something that God wants us all to do. It is a byproduct of our faith, is that we would be baptized. And not only that, not only do we do it because God said, but because we are Christians. And Christians means we are little Christs, and we do what Jesus did, and Jesus was baptized. We see this in Matthew chapter 3. It says, then Jesus went from Galilee to Jordan, the Jordan River, to be baptized by John. But John tried to talk him out of it. I'm the one who needs to be baptized by you, he said. So why are you coming to me? But Jesus said, it should be done, for we must carry out all that God requires. So John agreed to baptize him. After his baptism, as Jesus came out from the water, the heavens were opened and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my dearly loved Son who brings me great joy." And if we are Christians, if we are to live just like Jesus, then we need to get baptized in his example. He did it, so we do it. And finally, I want to say, this is all about Jesus. This is all about Jesus. These guys are going to come up and they're going to share a short testimony about how they came to this place this morning to be baptized. And they will have different stories. And some of them will be heavily involving family that have helped them find Jesus, or friends that have helped them find Jesus, or they've had amazing experiences at CYC or YWAM or Mill Valley Ranch or CCW Youth or some other youth group or somewhere. They'll all feature heavily. But I need to make this very clear. This is all about Jesus and what he has done. Those things, as awesome as they are, they are vehicles for what God is doing through the Holy Spirit. It's always been about Jesus, and it'll never stop being about Jesus. Amen? Let me pray before I invite these guys up. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for today. Such a celebratory day that we can gather together and cheer on these guys as they stand up in front of everybody and declare their faith in you. Lord, as they go from this place today, put people around them who will encourage them, who will raise them up, who will teach them your ways so they can continue to become more and more like you. Jesus, you are our King. You are our Savior. And we recognize this is all about you and what you have done. In your name we pray. Amen.